Yoshua Perek Yutes Pasuk Chaf Dalet, continuing in the last seven tribes to get their inheritances and their boundaries. B'nai Asher, who we're up to now, just like we saw with B'nai Zevulun and somewhat B'nai Yisachar, is kind of vague in modern parlance, so we're not entirely sure what the boundaries are. The map that you will see is the best approximation that we have. B'yetzi HaGorol HaChamishi L'mateh B'nai Asher L'mishpachosam. Out of the seven tribes that had been remaining, the fifth Gorol went to the tribe of the B'nai Asher, according to their families. B'yigvulam, and the following was their boundary, their border. Chelkas, that's the name of the city. Vachali, Chelkas later on was given to the Levian. And Chali, Bovetan. There is one source that suggests that this is somewhat east of Akko, so that it is right near the coast there, but not too far. Ve'achshaf, and Achshaf, which is mentioned as Haifa, according to some authorities. Other people say that it's north of Akko, so it was not Haifa itself. But here we are along the coast then. The western coast of Eretz Yisrael is where B'nai Asher, considering their ships and shipping for which they were known, makes a lot of sense. Pasuk Chavav, Ve'ala Melech, Ve'amod Umishol. All of these were cities listed in B'nai Asher. We are now in the Haifa region, a little bit south, a little bit east of Haifa. And then Ufaga Bezavulun, then the boundary, I'm sorry, Ufaga Becharmel Hayama, reached Carmel going westward, Uveshichar Livnas, and Shichar Livnas, which is the name of one city combined. Apparently, Shichar Livnas was a river that had a source east of Akko and emptied into the Mediterranean Sea near Akko. The Gemara in Megillah says they used to make glass out of the sand that came from this area because it was very fine for that purpose. Pasuk of Zion, Bishav Mizrach HaShemesh Beis Dagon, and then it turned eastward the boundary, and again, we're approximating exactly where everything is, to Beis Dagon, Ufoga Bizavulun, and then it reached Zavulun. So again, the tribes overlapping, contacting each other. Uvege Yiftach El Safona, and Ge Yiftach El to the north of Beis HaEmek. Uni'iel, and Ni'iel. So the boundary went that way and reached these areas, or north of these areas at any rate, as it continued. Ge Yiftach El is mentioned earlier in Zvulun's territory as the boundary going heading that way. So again, overlap. And now, Beis HaEmek is north of Tzfas, about 10, 12 miles north of Tzfas and a little bit west of the famous city of Tzfas. V'yotza el Kavul misamol. And then it broadened to Kavul on the left. Interesting that it says on the left instead of in the west. On the left, according to one translation, and this is all the way back from Targum Onkelos in Sefer Bereshis, when it says left, it means north. We usually put north as the top, west as the left side. But the way the Torah always gives directions is for a person facing east, as we do when we daven. So if you're facing east, your left is the north. And so when it says tzafon, it means small, it means left. And yamin can be used to mean south in that direction. That's a phrase from Tehillim. It says tzafon v'yamin to mean north and south. Chavches, ve'evron urechov v'chamon v'kana, and all of these four cities, ad Sidon Rabbah, until Sidon Rabbah. One of these cities was given to the Levium, Evron, and Sidon Rabbah was the place, apparently, where Zevulun was buried. So they didn't just take Yosef's bones with them. Apparently, they may have taken Zevulun's bones with them as well. And so Zevulun was buried in Eretz Yisrael, at this last place, Sidon Rabbah. Chavtes, Bishav Hagavul Harama, Ve'ad Ir Mivtsar Tsar. And the border turned to Ramah and the fortress city of Tsar. The fortress city of Tsar is the city of Tyre, known throughout the ancient world, Tsar and Tyre. The very famous King Hiram of Tsar is identified with this northerly area, although he was all the way up from Lebanon. But Tsar is a very famous city, Tyre, a very famous crusader city as well. Bishav HaGabul Chosa, and then the border turned to Chosa, Behayu Sotsosav Hayama Mechevel Achziva. And the enlargement proceeded to the sea, to the Mediterranean, to the Yam, the great Yam HaGadol, from the border of Achziv. So we are looking at this very kind of elongated western border that belongs to Shevet Asher, right there on the coast. V'uma va'afek u'rechov, and these three cities, Uma, Afek, and Rechov, Arim, Esrim, Ushtayim, Bechatzrehem. That makes a total of 22 cities and their villages, not including one. The Malbim, who is still counting very well, points out it's 23 cities. So what is not counted is the city of Tsar, Tyre, the fortress city, because that belonged to Naphtali, as we will see shortly. But finishing up Shevet Asher, Lamed Aleph, Zos Nachalas Mate V'nei Asher L'mishpachosam. This is the inheritance of the tribe of B'nei Asher according to their families. He'orim Ho'ele V'chatzreihen. These cities and their villages. And soon on to the last two Shvatim remaining, Naphtali and Dan.